Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building a Dub Siren framework in Ableton Lift 12 for jungle and old school D&B vibes, and the big goal here is simple. Make it feel like a real musical layer, not a novelty effect dropped on top of the tune. In this kind of music, the siren has a job. It answers the break. It marks phrases. It creates tension before the drop. It gives you that sound system energy that feels classic, raw, and purposeful. If it's working properly, it should sit with the drums like it belongs there. Not fighting the snare, not clouding the low end, just pushing the track forward. So let's start from the beginning with a clean MIDI track. Load up Waveatable or Analog. For this style, you want a source that's harmonically rich, but not too glossy and not too wide. Start with a saw or square waveform. Keep it plain. Don't over-design it yet. You're building a controllable core first. If you're in Waveatable, a saw-based patch is a great starting point. If you're in Analog, use two oscillators, maybe one saw and one slightly detuned layer underneath for body. Keep unison light or off. Keep the tone focused. A dub siren needs enough harmonic content to cut through dense drums, but if it starts out too complicated, the whole chain gets mushy once you add delay and saturation. Now shape the movement. This is where the siren starts to feel alive. The classic move is a slow warning style sweep, either in pitch or filter, or both in a controlled way. You can use clip envelopes, MIDI automation, or pitch bend if your source handles it cleanly. The important thing is that it feels deliberate, not random, not like an effect tossed around for excitement. A good starting idea is a sustained note or a short repeated note pattern, then a slow ramp in pitch or cutoff. Let the filter behave like a band pass shape, narrowing the tone so it gets nasal and focused. A cutoff somewhere in the rough zone of 300 Hz to 3 kHz can work, depending on the note and how bright the source is. Resonance should be present, but not screaming. You want tension, not whistle overload. What to listen for here is whether the movement feels like a warning signal. Does it sound like it belongs in a jungle intro or a pre-drop turn? Or does it sound like you're just sweeping a synth for the sake of it? If it's getting cartoonish, reduce the sweep range and let the rhythm do more of the work. That's usually the smarter move in D&B anyway. Now let's build the first layer, the body of the siren. Put auto filter after the synth and start sculpting the tonal center. For a jungle-leaning character, a band pass or high pass-leaning shape gives you that hollow, nasal edge. If you want something more aggressive, let a little more low-mid content through, but be careful. We want presence, not mud. After that, add saturator, just a moderate amount, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive as a rough starting range. Use soft clip if the tone gets sharp. This is less about making it loud and more about giving it density and attitude. The filter defines the shape, and the saturation makes the shape feel like it has weight. Why this works in D&B is pretty straightforward. You're working in a fast, crowded mix where the kick, snare, break, and bass all need space. A siren has to pierce through that without becoming brittle or huge. A clean core with controlled saturation stays readable. It gives you identity without turning the top end into chaos. What to listen for now is whether the siren has a center of gravity in the upper mids. If you mute the saturator, the sound should get weaker, but it should still feel like the same instrument. If it disappears completely, the core is probably too thin or too over-filtered. From there, add a second layer if the track needs more flavor. This is a good moment to make a choice. If you want a cleaner, more classic dub siren, keep the second layer subtle, slightly detuned, and gently low-passed so it adds body without turning into noise. If you want a rougher jungle edge, layer in something a little dirtier or noisier, high-pass it, and keep it quieter than you think you need. The key here is balance. The main layer should dominate. The second layer should be 6 to 12 dB quieter, just enough to add texture. If both are equally loud, the sound gets foggy and starts to compete with the snare transients. And in jungle, the snare is sacred. You do not want to smear that. Next, control the transient. A dub siren in D&B should usually feel like a command, even if it holds a note. Keep the attack quick, around 0 to 10 milliseconds. Use a decay that gives you some opening motion if needed, maybe 150 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain can be medium to full depending on whether you want a hold or a pulse. Release should stay short unless you specifically want a breakdown wash. If the sound feels flat, let the filter open slightly on the attack and settle back. That little motion gives the phrase life, without requiring a huge sweep every time. What to listen for here is whether the siren announces itself in the first 100 milliseconds. Does it land with purpose? Does the tail leave room for the snare and ghost notes? If not, shorten the release and reduce any low-mid buildup around the resonance. Now put it into the drum groove. This is the real test. Solo can lie. Always check the siren with the break. kick, and snare rolling. In old-school D&B, a siren often works best when it lands between backbeats or answers a snare phrase. Try a simple two-bar idea. Let it enter on the and after beat too, then rise into the snare and cut out before the next downbeat, or use it as a four-bar marker at the end of a phrase. What to listen for is whether it complements the break or masks it. If the siren is trampling over the ghost notes, the answer might not be a cue. It might just be moving the phrase slightly earlier or later by a few milliseconds. In this style, tiny timing shifts matter a lot. A small nudge can make it feel locked, or awkward, or completely wrong. Once the rhythm feels right, add delay and space. This is where the dub part really comes alive. Use echo or delay after the main layer. Keep it tempo locked. Start with something like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4 depending on how dense the track feels. Feedback around 15-35% is usually a useful range. Then filter the delay so it doesn't dump low end or harsh top into the mix. A simple stock chain here can be auto filter, saturator, echo, and then utility. Keep utility at the end if you need to trim gain or narrow the stereo image. The dry core should stay mostly centered. That keeps the phrase readable on a club system and stops the drums from getting smeared. You can let the delay return beat a bit wider if you want the halo around it, but the main signal should stay solid. If the delay starts washing over the break, pull it back. Shorten the feedback. Reduce the wet amount. High pass the return. In jungle and old school D&B, discipline matters more than endless space. A strong signal almost always beats an overdesigned one. At this point, decide what role the siren is playing in the arrangement. Is it a foreground feature, or is it background punctuation? If it's foreground, let it live in the intro, breakdown, and pre-drop. Automate the filter and delay for tension. If it's punctuation, keep it shorter and sparser inside the drop. Use it only at phrase ends or after fills. A really effective structure is to tease it in the intro, give a clearer statement before the drop. Use it sparingly in the first drop, then make it a bit more aggressive in the second drop. That progression matters. The siren should evolve with the track, not just loop forever as decoration. Once you've got the sound right, print it to auto. This is one of those moves that makes the whole process better. Resample or record the MIDI performance to a new audio track, then trim the best parts, cut the dead space, and nudge the attack so it lands cleanly. Treat it like a sample now. That often makes it feel more musical and more finished. You can also reverse a tail for transitions, chop it into a one-hit stab, or pull out a longer riser for the intro. Keep the MIDI version muted but saved, because that gives you a clean fallback if you need to revise the tone later. That's a smart workflow move, and it saves time. One thing that helps a lot here is making three quick versions early. Do one dry and functional, one with more delay, and one with more grit or filtering. That makes arrangement decisions much faster than endlessly tweaking a single chain. And if you're ever stuck, ask yourself one useful question: is the next move actually changing character, or am I just changing brightness? If it's only brightness, you're probably already past the point of diminishing returns. For darker or heavier D&B, keep the siren slightly unstable. A little detune, a little slow drift, a little roughness in the top end can make it feel more old and more dangerous. Don't polish it too hard. Old school energy often lives in the imperfections. A slightly imperfect repeat can feel more human than a hyper-clean loop. A few advanced ideas can push this even further. You can build a call and response siren with two tones, one higher and thinner, one lower and dirtier. Alternate them every bar or two. You can make the siren fall into the note instead of always rising, which gives it a darker, more ominous feel. You can also turn it into a short percussive stab if the drop is crowded, or stretch it into a long tape-like wash for breakdowns. And if the siren is fighting the snare, don't immediately reach for a huge EQ scoop. Often the better fix is shortening the phrase or moving it off the loudest drum hit. That keeps the groove intact. The best sirens in this style don't just sound cool, they know where the bar line is. So here's the recap. Start with a simple synth source. Shape one clear movement. Keep the core centered. Add saturation for density, not just volume. Use delay as a phrase tool, not a permanent fog machine. And always check it against the drums, because that's where it either earns its place or falls apart. If you do this right, the siren won't just be a sound effect, it'll become a proper musical cue, something that gives your jungle or old-school D&B track tension, identity, and movement. A real pressure valve, a signal, a phrase marker that makes the arrangement feel alive. Now take the mini practice exercise and heap it tight. Build one usable siren phrase in under 2 bars, make one alternate version with more or less delay, and test both against a 4-bar drum loop. Then push for the homework challenge if you want to level it up. Make intro atmosphere, drop punctuation, and a pre-drop tension version from the same original source. That's the kind of workflow that turns a single idea into a real production tool. Go build it, print it, and hear how quickly a simple dub siren can make a DNB arrangement feel authentic.